You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Hurricane warnings for Louisiana have been downgraded this morning as Hurricane Sally continues to shift east toward Mississippi and Alabama and moving at just 2 miles per hour, a pace that's enabling the storm to gather huge amounts of water to eventually dump on land. Forecasters now expect landfall late Tuesday or early Wednesday near the Alabama-Mississippi state line. President Donald Trump has declared an emergency for parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Hurricane Sally has sustained winds of 85 miles per hour, but is expected to be nearly a Category 3 storm when it hits land. As far as Louisiana is concerned, southeast Louisiana is expected to be the most affected by high winds and heavy rainfall. And heavy rain from the hurricane's outer bands could affect other parts of South Louisiana as well. Governor John Bel Edwards says all should take precautions.
What we know with a slow-moving storm, if one of those bands of rain settle over part of Louisiana, we know that flooding is going to be a big concern.
Parts of southeastern Louisiana could get anywhere from 15 to 18 inches of rainfall, causing flash flooding and hazardous roadways.
If you see a road that's flooded and you're not absolutely 100% sure that it's safe, turn around. Don't drown.
Northwest Louisiana is not expected to be impacted by Hurricane Sally, as today's forecast is for mostly sunny skies with no rain. Red River Radio will offer updates should weather conditions change. This is Red River Radio.